This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Duncan's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Back into the Penguin Talk in just a little bit. And, Doran, there was an off-air conversation about jerseys that we have to get into a little later on in the hour that was spectacular because I've been crushing my brain thinking about this, and your assertion may be right about one particular throwback jersey. You may be right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. We'll get into that a little bit later. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. All right, I have a guilty pleasure. And sometimes I'll be sitting in weird hours watching television, especially on the weekend or maybe just in the middle of the afternoon. And God knows, oh, I shouldn't say God, gosh knows that you'll be flipping through the television. And if you have the cable package now, you wind up on channel 1483. Where did this come from? It's right next to the, I don't know, there's a Mexican soap opera on Telemundo. What are you doing here? And then you flip next to it, and then there's music channels. And all of a sudden, here's one of my guilty pleasures. I can't stop watching, and I am not an audience for them. I can't stop watching, like, televangelists. They make, because it feels like a Saturday Night Live skit, especially the ones who bring the congregation up on stage. The ones that, like Benny Hinn
the
type
healers,
things,
yeah,
that put their hands on people's heads and then they fall down, or even the ones that are just preaching real loud, because I'm like, come on. And everybody has different religious beliefs, and maybe that's your religious belief, but I just find them fascinating and sometimes very humorous. Well, there was one that was on television, and then I found it on the internet. James River Church in Missouri. Okay. This is a woman who goes to the James River Church in Missouri, and she had a very unfortunate accident. And these are one of the people that say they can heal you. Listen to this lady.
So I had three toes that were amputated in a terrible accident. I heard the word.
Okay, so it's starting out not good, right? Wow. Three toes amputated in an accident. Got a lot of compassion for this lady. But listen what happens.
For creative miracles, and I thought, well, I certainly have a creative miracle that I might need. I need three toes to grow back. The person next to me said, do you want new toes?
I mean, what are you going to say to that? Hell
no.
Yeah, I want new toes. Right?
And I was like, well, sure. All the women got down and they prayed over my foot, and I decided to take my shoe off to see what was happening when he said, let's see the progress or if anything's happened. And when I did, I had to grab the person next to me and say, do you see what I see? And I saw three toes that were forming, and now there's length to them. Tonight, I can stand on my tippy toes.
All right. We're getting somewhere.
Listen, do you understand? I can stand on tippy toes. No, I couldn't do that because I didn't have toes to tippy on.
All right, come on, let's bless the Lord. He's Jehovah Rapha. Lord, we praise you.
Woo! Yeah. Her toes grew right back.
No,
30
they
seconds.
Did not.
Now, this is what I find skeptical. And by the way, Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. They did. I'm going to need a before and after, which they did not supply. I wanted to see. You got to give me photographic evidence here, which they did not give. I'm not that I'm calling this lady a liar, nor am I calling my man right here.
All right, come on, let's bless the Lord. He's Jehovah Rapha. Lord, we praise you.
I mean, this guy's got his beliefs. I fail to believe he made a woman's toes grow back on stage until I see the video or even still photos you provide me. I'll be okay.
I need to see something.
I need proof.
Come on. Even if I see something, I'm not going to believe it.
Could she have been talking about toenails? They do grow back. Toes?
She said whole toes. And what happened was this was a team effort.
Prayed over my foot, and I decided to take my shoe off to see what was happening when he said, let's see the progress or if anything's happened. And
three ladies, they got down there, and they gave it the whole, like kind of Miyagi situation.
Said
they put
Hail
their
Mary
hands over it.
Over her
you
foot.
Know?
Like what a scene.
I know. It was electric.
Imagine walking in on that, just some chicken or bunions just standing there, and you got people with their hands just hovering over her foot for like 30 minutes.
Well, why didn't she take off her shoe?
That, you like, know, am I allowed to be a skeptic?
Yeah,
because I didn't see
so.
It?
Yeah.
That was my only part in this.
What if they really grew back?
That's the thing. That's the thing. This is why I keep going back to this sort of television when I flip through. Again, I don't like television shows. I don't like sitcoms. I look at this kind of stuff and I can't look away. Especially the ones where they put their hands on people's heads and they pass out. And then they have those bodyguards that catch them.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have the bouncers kind of on the altar. Yeah.
See, that's all well and fine. For me, like if you put your hand on somebody's head and they pass out and it's like, all right, we're praying, we're going to heal you, this isn't that. But
for creative miracles. And I thought, well, I certainly have a creative miracle that I might need.
If her toes grew back,
right,
where are we at as human beings?
Her toes,
that were amputated in a terrible accident.
Her toes did not grow back.
What if they did, though?
Creative miracle that I might need. I need three toes to grow back. The person next to me said, do you want new toes? And I was like, well, sure.
What the hell? What the heck? Why not?
What kind of question is that?
All due respect to toeless Joe Jackson here.
Yes.
I feel like if these people had power, we can find a better use for it than, hey, let's go her toes back.
Right.
Just wear a shoe. You're fine. Wear a sock. No one will know the difference. I'm sure you're walking around okay. Let's cure some other stuff. Toes.
Let's take care of the big things.
Yeah, what a waste.
I know, like, people think I'm crazily odd, but I just get suckered into those sort of wells, and I can't find myself out of them. I will look at the clock, and there will be no substances happening. There will be no beer. There will be no Delta 8 gummies or whatever. None of that happening. It'll be stone sober on the recliner, and I'll look at my watch or I'll look at the clock. It'll be an hour and 15 minutes later, and I'm riveted like it's the seventh game of the World Series, ninth inning, two outs, watching these things. I don't know why. I feel like I have a problem.
Are you trying to believe it?
I kind of want to see behind the curtain. I want them to mess up.
Yeah. Right?
You know? I think that's what it is.
You want to know how the sausage is made.
Right. The greatest video in YouTube history is from... Did you ever see the Benny Hinn where it's... Here comes the boom! Here comes the boom!
There's he's slapping people on the forehead.
He's hitting them on the head. And they all pass out right on that. It is the greatest video in YouTube history. They set it to music.
To the POD song?
Yes, and they go, here comes the boom! Here comes the... And every time they say boom, an old lady's falling down on the stage when Benny Hinn hits them on the head. Oh, it's the greatest video in YouTube history. I've probably watched it, I'm not kidding, 16,000 times.
You do get caught in and up in it whenever you're watching it for an hour. I mean, if you sit there and you have it on your TV, I mean, the guy who's up there, the lady who's up there, they ain't there because they're not charismatic. I mean, they're going to get you.
And I was like, well, sure. All the women got down and they prayed over my foot. And
they're going to have you not believing by the end, but also maybe going, okay.
The other part is what also happens to me is then I then try to envision the person who actually sends these people money.
Right.
Because they all have money. They have private planes. They have big, well-lit stages that look like a rock concert. And they're not just formulating. They don't have a side gig where they're some investment banker or something. They have money from their congregation. Who is calling that 1-800 number on the bottom of the screen or going to that website?
It's wild.
It's got to be really vulnerable people, right? Or people that believe. Or people with two toes that now have five. I don't know.
Maybe toes were already growing back.
You know what this rolls into? Do you have any guilty pleasure television? And I watch that, and I watch Cops. Like, I love watching like real Cops. Do you have any shows that you're like, I can't believe that I actually watch this, and I'm willing to admit it right now?
I used to be big in on The Bachelorette or The Bachelor.
Oh,
big
wow.
in on it. We'd watch trash TV, but they'll get you every time. A hook at the end of every segment. They'll flash forward like four episodes. They'll show in an ambulance. Ooh, who got in a fight with it? Jenny? I know it's Jenny. She's always stirring that pot. That gets me. And then we're watching right now Outer Banks on Netflix.
Oh, I love that show.
It is so awful. I love it.
Our friend Fuzz on the text line, 412-928-9370, wants to know if this guy does enlargements.
Get me some growth in that department.
Three ladies are praying over your feet.
They don't, but I think that Zeiss talks about that on his AM show.
Mine's Naked and Afraid. I can't get enough of it.
Oh, yeah.
Naked and Afraid.
Another good one.
I can't get enough of it. I go down rabbit holes just like you, Colin, of like hours and hours watching Naked and Afraid. It's such a bizarre show.
I mean, they get you, right? Naked, I'm already in.
Yeah.
Take the naked away. They're just afraid. I'm also in.
Text
slap them together.
I believe God can do anything. Miracles happen like every day somewhere in the world. I firmly believe that. But I would like to have some proof about this lady's toes.
Good call.
Text here. That's a text. And other people saying these people are just gigantic grifters. They gotta be. They gotta be.
You give me any Gordon Ramsay show. It could be Gordon Ramsay walking down a street just yelling at people that their sandwiches look this terrible. That's my guilty pleasure. I watch it every single time.
Here we go. Text here. Finding Bigfoot is so addictive. Well, in a way, that's what they were doing with this lady.
They're finding Littlefoot.
Yes. Oh,
man. Her toes grew back.
Her toes. Multiple toes, not just one.
And everybody believed it, though. That's the bizarre part about it. It was like, yes, her toes grew back.
If you think of that this was, and I didn't watch the whole thing, but if you think this was the biggest thing, right? The biggest thing. This guy was up on the stage. Here we are. I made three toes grow back. That's my muscle for today. That's my big achievement, this preacher guy, this fella right here.
All right, come on, let's bless the Lord.
That guy, right? If that was his big deal, what were some of his small little things? Like, what do you think? If that's the one they highlighted, he probably had some other stuff that would blow you away that was just small change. Small potatoes for him.
Like changing eye colors.
Yeah, no big deal. You're right.
I don't want to wear braces.
Yeah, I don't want to wear contacts anymore. Okay, here we go. 2020. Boom!
Can he get rid of stuff, too? Like, get rid of Crowley's ear hair or nose hair?
Oh, man, that's a good one. That would be a small miracle. The nose hair.
Yeah, we should. Would you be willing to go to one of these people if they traveled around? And make up an ailment?
As long as I don't have to pay.
I have enough ailments, I feel like I could walk up and just use a real one. See what happens. Fix my back, old man.
Mm-hmm. So you know where I'll be today. Actually, it's very nice, so I'll be outside. But if it's a bad weather day, I'll be 2 hours deep into this kind of stuff if I find it on the channel. Like Joel Osteen, he's not even dark. He's not deep enough for me.
No, he's not.
He's too mainstream for me. I need these people. Here comes the boom! Did we find that yet? I got to show you the break. Oh, I'll find it. It's incredible. All right. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We get into the Penguin talk as we peruse through and drift through this hour. And a question about a throwback that Doran threw at me that is incredible. That's coming up in just a couple minutes. First, speaking of incredible, it's Window Nation, and they're there for you all the time. Window Nation has the coolest deal ever for keeping you warm. Pay zero down, make zero payments, get 0% financing for 24 months. That's two full years. Get two free windows every two that you buy with no limit at all. Take advantage of Window Nation's deep discounts, all while reinvesting in your biggest asset, not to mention the energy savings for years to come. 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION. Go to windownation.com. 43% of your utility bill is heating costs. Wow. And you can save up to 30% of your on your heating bill right now with Window Nation. Again, that's buy two windows, get two for free. There's no limit, no minimum, no maximum. But you got to check them out right now. Go to windownation.com and see all the windows that they offer, all the different windows that they have right now. That's 866-90-NATION, windownation.com.
Penguins lost last night 2-1 to Ottawa, now on the outside of the playoff picture looking in. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Mike Sullivan, 8 minutes from right now, we'll hear from him. So there is that. Penguins not playing well. They've fallen behind, below that playoff line, and we'll get into that. So my daughter's on this kick. She's a total tomboy. She's on this kick where she wants throwback jerseys. She loves them. The kids at school wear them. She bought a Kenny, and with her own money, she bought a Kenny Pickett one the other day, Kenny Pickett Pitt jersey. So she was on this kick where, and she can do what she wants with her own money. She wants this Josh Allen Wyoming throwback, which is the worst Keller Brown you'll ever see. You've all been up late at night, or at least, you know, 9, 10 o'clock, and seen that kickoff of a Wyoming game, and you're like, I can't believe that they wear brown jerseys with that yellow. And some people think they're great uniforms. Some people think they're ugly uniforms. I seem to think that it's a uniform that looks cool on TV, and that you'd get it out of the packaging, and you'd go, man, that's kind of ugly in person. But do what you want. So she's thinking about it. And so we were talking about all kinds of throwback jerseys yesterday. And she said then she was looking at a Steph Curry Davidson throwback jersey. And then she looked at one and said, you know which one I really like? The green Larry Bird Celtics jersey. Okay? It's plain. It just says Bird on the back, Celtics on the front, no frills, 33-33. And Doran made an observation about... And we came to this agreement, too. Your observation about a Larry Bird jersey is what?
There's never been a black person to ever wear a Larry Bird jersey. Not one in history.
Except for Larry Bird.
Yeah, not one in the history of mankind, of African-American people, my people, has ever purchased or ever wore a Larry Bird jersey.
That's never. A phenomenal call.
I'm willing to bet that there's never been one.
Yeah.
Whew.
Ever.
Man.
Think about it.
Yeah. If you're
back in the day.
If you're living in Boston in the early to mid 80s, you're riding with Robert Parrish, right? Not Bird or McHale.
A Russell jersey.
There is a famous story that Nolan Richardson told at the Hall of Fame, and I would have you play it right out of YouTube, but I think there's a swear word or two in it. Nolan Richardson told he was at a Hall of Fame or a dinner or sometime, and he said he was driving back from somewhere one time. He was listening to one of the Indiana State games one time. And so he's driving all the way back to Arkansas or wherever he's going, and he's listening to this game on the radio. And they're like, Bird does this, Bird up and under, Bird through traffic, Bird dunks a ball off the rim, Bird for three. And he said he made it to Fayetteville or wherever he was going, or maybe somewhere in Texas, I think West Texas actually. And Nolan Richardson gets the paper the next day and said, damn, Bird's white. And it's this famous Nolan Richardson story that's hilarious. But your claim is that no black man has ever owned a Larry Bird or worn a Larry Bird jersey.
I'll go back a little bit. I'm sure that there has been a black man to wear a Larry Bird jersey, but there's definitely not a black man that's ever purchased a Larry Bird jersey. Went to Dick's and gave them $60 for a Larry Bird jersey. There's no chance. And I'm for real.
I'm
for real about that.
Oh.
No chance. Do you think so?
I don't know. When I think of a Larry Bird jersey, a Larry Bird throwback, I think of large. If you ask me, draw up the guy who wears a Larry Bird throwback, it's a guy in a House of Pain video.
Yep.
That's the kind of typecast person. When you ask me who wears a throwback Mike Webster or Jack Lambert jersey, it's a Yinzer at a tailgate party that's a white guy that's a blue-collar guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there are definite typecast people that wear certain throwbacks. You're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that the Larry Bird jersey falls in line with probably the Bill Laimbeer jersey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Kurt Rambis.
Kurt Rambis.
Not a whole lot of people on your team, so to speak, are buying that jersey.
John Stockton.
Yeah.
Jeff Hornacek.
Ask me my favorite player growing up, Dorrit.
Who's your favorite player growing up?
Steve Nash.
Oh, Steve Nash.
I could make a case that I'm sure there was a few black people that purchased this.
Now, people are saying Marcus Smart famously wore one once, a Larry Bird throwback.
Did he buy one?
You think somebody gave it to him?
Yes, he probably went in the locker room and was like, let me hold that Larry Bird jersey real quick.
Did Ice Cube wear a Larry Bird jersey?
No, he's L.A. Come on.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Great call. Huh. I don't know why someone would text that in. Huh.
L.A.
This is an incredible topic, though, on like the typecast people that wear certain throwbacks.
Trying to think of another one.
Your take on Larry Bird was phenomenal when I brought that up. Is that a good throwback? The green bird?
Depends on who's wearing
did
it.
Did Spike Lee wear a bird jersey and Do the Right Thing? Somebody's texting. I'm on it.
Have you ever seen Do the Right Thing?
No. I don't watch movies.
I don't think that he would wear one of
those. He's got a rant in the movie, something about Larry Bird.
Yes, he's a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
He would never wear a Larry Bird jersey in a movie, him being such a ridiculous Knicks fan.
Again, I don't watch movies, so I was just throwing it out there. Somebody on the text line. Wow. That is a great I told her she should get it. The Larry Bird green throwback is a nice throwback.
Great colors.
Great, just great sharp Kelly green.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a wonderful throwback. Yeah, Kevin McHale, not all same thing.
Man,
throwbacks are like comps with the NFL combine. The white guy's got to wear the white guy. The black guy's got to wear the black guy.
Right.
It's crazy.
I can't think of one NBA. Well, maybe Jason Williams.
If you had to get a throwback, what's Jason Williams?
Jason Williams.
I thought you meant the guy that killed the limo driver guy.
No, Jason Williams, the point guard.
Whose wife is from Brookline or Beachview or something.
Oh, really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. She ran track at Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What throwback would you get right now if you could get an old NBA throwback?
Oh, that's a great question. If I could get an old NBA throwback, I'd probably go with, like Sean Kemp or something.
Dennis Rodman? Worm? You like Sean Kemp? The Sonics Sean Kemp?
The Sonics Sean Kemp.
Green with the yellow, yes. Said Sonics.
Yes.
Now, that's just because it was self-defense last week when he pulled up alongside those guys with a gun. Did you read that story?
I did not, so maybe I'll take that back.
No, he's apparently getting off. What would you get? What would you guys get?
Classic Jordan red 23 Bulls.
I had one of those bad boys back in the day. Very tight. It was the white one, though. I'd probably go for – I love the Knicks colors. I do. I can go a little Ewing, huh?
Ewing?
If you're going to go Knicks,
I had you envisioned as a Jerry West guy, the West Virginia.
What a swing and a miss by me.
Yeah.
Should have gone West.
I was a Lakers guy. I was not a Celtics guy, surprisingly. I was a Lakers guy. I would probably go either Magic or Rambis might be a call. Or you know who my favorite Laker was in those Showtime teams? I love Michael Cooper.
Because
he played defense and he shot the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I might get it. Nobody would know who it was, but a 21 Michael Cooper jersey. That would work. Or Kareem.
Jeremy Lin.
I go way back. But any of those Showtime Lakers would be it.
Did you watch that show? No, you don't watch shows.
No, I did. I would watch that, though. But I heard that Jerry West was real mad about it.
Yeah, he was.
Anyway, let's talk Penguins coming up. I mean, we could talk this all day, but let's talk Penguins coming up next. Truck month in March. Go check it out. Three great locations at Schultz Ford. Schultz Ford Wexford, Schultz Ford Harmer, Schultz Ford South in West Mifflin. Always online, too, at SchultzFord.com. They've got over 300 trucks in stock right now. Get an F-150, get a Ranger, get a Maverick. If you're looking for a work truck, there is no better time than right now. Again, three great locations and online, SchultzFord.com. More stunning news for the pony types today. Syracuse guard Judah Mintz said he's going to the NBA. So there's that. Syracuse falling apart.
Judah Mintz absolutely should have played at Colgate.
Pretty good call. I like it. Some will get the joke, and those that do will laugh hard. Others will go, I don't know what you're talking about. Kind of like how the Penguins are playing right now. I don't know what you're talking about. Here, listen to our man Josh Yoey question Mike Sullivan about things last evening. Lost 2-1 to Ottawa.
Mike, outshot them 48-21. Does that, in your mind, accurately summarize the way the game was played?
Yes.
I mean, are there confidence issues when you don't? There went a couple of games without scoring a goal. Do you feel people clutching the sticks a little tighter than usual right now?
Well, I mean, obviously it was for whatever reason the last couple of games it's been a struggle to score. I thought tonight we had an awful lot of looks, you know, really high quality looks, and the puck didn't go in the net for us. You know, these guys care. They want to win. They're trying. I'm sure that's part of it, but we just got to find a way to, you know, control our emotions and just keep grinding away. I thought we played well enough to win tonight. We didn't, and sometimes that happens. But if we can continue to play that way, and get the type of looks that we got tonight, I think we'll get the results moving forward.
Four in a row, they've dropped below that playoff line, and they frittered away those games in hand. This is the morning that, I honestly wake up for the first time today, and maybe I've become too much of an optimist in my old age, but until this morning, I honestly felt, well, yeah, they're going to make their way into the playoffs. Oh, they'll figure it out. Oh, they're going to hang on, and a lot of things are in their favor. Now, when you really do look at it, as the numbers break and those games in hand got kind of screwed away, the numbers aren't in their favor anymore. And it's definitive right now, today.
Yeah, they're supposed to win the games that they're supposed to win, right, Chris? I mean, that's what it really came down to. I think that was the optimism. And, you know, our Twitter poll, as we read a couple times throughout the show, you know, will they make the playoffs? And I definitely think that going into last night, it would have been higher of them winning or going into the playoffs and making a playoff appearance. But now you're not winning the games you're supposed to win. And that's very detrimental to, obviously, your chances.
You could handle losing to the Rangers, right? Maybe not 6-0 on Saturday night. That was ugly. But you could handle losing to the Rangers because they're a better team than you. What stings is losing to Montreal at home, losing to the Ottawa Senators at home, and now staring down the barrel of 12 games left. Like you said, Colin, they frittered away the games in hand. And by the time they come back from the trip out west, Colorado and Dallas, two really good teams, they could be 4 or 5 points back of the Panthers going into Saturday night's game against the Caps. And with just 10 games left. And that's not something you make up easily, especially with 4 of your top 6 defensemen out, with huge question marks in goal, as well as Jari played last night. Didn't help. He hasn't played that well all year, to be quite honest. There's just too much going wrong for this team right now, the bottom half of the roster being as weak as it is. I would have thought yesterday, when we asked the question, are they going to be in the playoffs? Yeah, sure, they'll figure out a way. And just that easily, here we are 18 hours later, I don't think they get it.
Well, here's the thing, and I guess this is a question, because people ask it in different sports all the time. People ask it especially in college athletics, and then even through, you know, the NFL towards the end of the year. Is it better if they just miss the playoffs and don't give you any sort of inclination that they got things righted, and then you don't question if there needs to be some sort of house cleaning, Adam?
No, because I think they'll just get run when they get to the playoffs, which would provide, I think, a similar kind of perspective. I would rather have the 5-day lead up to the playoffs where you can convince yourself as fans, hey, maybe they got a shot. Hope is a dangerous thing, but it's also more fun that way. I think the result would ultimately be the same. So why not go ahead and make the playoffs? Get run by Boston, get run by Carolina or New Jersey, whomever it would be. And I still think Ron Hextall would wind up getting fired.
I'm going to the game on the 1st of April, and it's against Boston. And Boston's going to come in here, obviously, with things to play for to keep momentum rolling. It's going to be interesting to see if the Penguins still have things to play for, what they have to play for, and whenever a real team comes to town. That, to me, is such a game. Like, will they get bludgeoned? Can they match up with them? What happens there? What if Boston just annihilates them?
What if they're probably going to win?
Right.
And then they're not going to win obviously the games that they should have won, but they'll probably win that game. And you're like, well, where's this team been? Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to win a few games down the stretch. I don't think they're going 0-12 the rest of the way out. But I don't know if they have enough in them, again, given everything that's gone wrong, given the way they're playing. And, again, they outplayed Ottawa for what that's worth, but not having so many guys due to injury, still playing the Carters and Dumoulins of the world. I don't think they do get in at this point. I'm not willing to wave the white flag. Maybe they get in and they get run out in 4 or 5 games, but this team just looks utterly and totally lost.
Yeah, today's the first day I flipped, and I don't think that they're going to get in there because it's been a different way to lose the last 4 games. They actually got a decent effort from Jari last night. And what did they have? 58 first period shots? It couldn't beat a guy playing in his first game.
Right. No finish.
Right, none at all. All right, epic ending coming up in just a moment, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com.
As you heard, Penguins losers last night 2-1. Dylan Ferguson, some guy, 47 saves on 48 Penguin shots. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru. Before I forget, even though I forgot, the 93.7 The Fan Daily Trivia Question presented by Penn West University. Visit pennwest.edu/learn. Who is Pitt Men's Hoop single season minutes leader? Find out the answer, 93.7thefan.com.
All right, big show today. You can go back and listen to everything that you missed, or if you just want to hear it again because it was that good, use our Odyssey app rewind feature and go back up to 72 hours. So you can actually go back to the last few days if you missed anything and check all of that out. Big show tomorrow, Wednesdays with Whaley. We'll talk to Doug. Got some other treats for you, assorted things that we'll get to. So there was that. Why don't we hit our epic ending right now? Again, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. What do we learn? All right, Dorn, what did you learn?
Well, I learned that a kid that I grew up with, his name's Tanner Cortad. He's a young, strapping fella. He's about 6'4", very good looking, was an athlete at South Fayette High School. I found out that young Tanner will be one of the next contestants on The Bachelorette.
Yes.
So, Crowley, you and I are going to have some bachelorette parties, and experience my buddy Tanner and what he's about to embark on his bachelorette experience. I'm excited for him. I learned this just a little bit ago that he's going to be on the next episode or the next season of The Bachelorette. So I find that's pretty cool. A nice South Fayette guy, nice Pittsburgh guy, going to be on The Bachelorette.
Wait, a question here. So he's on The Bachelorette.
Yes.
So is that the one where there's one guy or there's a bunch of guys?
That's the one where there's a bunch of guys and one girl.
Okay.
So he has to compete.
So he's trying to woo this woman.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So give me something to watch.
You bring the boxed wine, buddy. We'll get after it.
Franzia.
Jeez.
Oh, man. I learned it sounds like Ohtani, he's not starting tonight for Japan against the U.S., but he's not exactly backing off the idea that he might be available to come out of the bullpen. They've got Darvish out of the pen as well. Maybe they'll save Ohtani if they're trying to close it out late. He's going to start as the DH, but Ohtani not exactly dodging the idea of being able to pitch tonight against the U.S. in the World Baseball Classic Championship.
Yeah, that's what I learned actually too, but I'll flip it to my prediction. We'll get to that in a moment. But what I also learned today is that Roberto Clemente, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame 50 years ago today. So how about that?
You learned that today?
I did.
All right, what I learned today, this is maybe kind of a prediction, but I learned it because of the conversation we had. I learned that I will spend a decent portion of I know when I'll spend it. Tonight, I have to take my daughter to an activity. Thus, I have to sit in a parking lot for an hour and wait on her for her to come out, which is perfect because I will spend that time browsing throwback jerseys on my phone. I won't buy any, and she may have like a wish list where she's looking, but I will start looking at different throwback jerseys because of the conversation that we had today. Maybe a Pete Maravich LSU.
Oh, that's a good call.
Good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I would just go through them and look at them, and I don't know why, but today will be spent at least a portion of it, doing that. A prediction?
I feel like this is Crowley's too, but USA wins the World Baseball Classic tonight.
I'm with you guys as well. U.S. 6-4, walk-off 3-run homer by who else? Trey Turner.
I think that Ohtani will pitch in relief. I think he will strike out Mike Trout, but it's not enough as Team USA perseveres for the World Baseball Classic glory in the most watched baseball game of all time.
Now, I do not know the answer to this, which is why I'm asking. I know they have eligibility, pitching eligibility rules. Is he eligible to pitch? Like, he falls in
the... Yeah, I think there's a pitch count, maybe, on how much he can throw.
Yeah, I know there was one part of the eligibility where you can finish an inning if you're so many... But I guess Ohtani can pitch. All right, a prediction from me. Cam Newton will actually be terrible at this pro day, this Auburn pro day that he's going to throw at. But ESPN and certain NFL people will try to spin it where he wasn't terrible, that he was okay. But the truth is, he won't be very good. But they'll try to push a narrative, swing a narrative that, oh, they'll only accentuate like the positive things that he did.
Mm-hmm.
But Cam Newton isn't going to show much at this pro day. So that's my prediction. Let's get out of here. All right, Fan Weather, it's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, Silverados, Colorados. They are back in stock with a great, and I mean great, selection. You stop in online at sunchevy.com. Look at the sun today. It's poking through. It's going to be brilliant out there, at least comparative to how it's been. Sunny early, which is right now. Highs, they reach the mid-50s.
That's the weather.
Okay, you're looking for a great job with a great company? Well, I've got it all lined out for you, right? Armstrong Comfort Solutions and...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.